President Biden is about to attend that UN climate summit in Scotland as well. But first, he's in Rome meeting with G20 leaders. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden's day began with a deeply personal meeting and ended with an important makeup session.
Biden landed in the middle of the night. After just a few hours of sleep, he launched into a long day. Biden's massive 85-vehicle motorcade snaked through Rome's narrow streets, trundling from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. The first stop, a visit with a man Biden has made it clear he idolizes, Pope Francis.
You are the most significant warrior for peace I've ever met.
Lei è il guerriero più forte per la pace che io abbia mai incontrato.
And with your permission, I'd like to be able to give you a coin.
Biden is just the second Catholic U.S. president. He and Francis have both focused on many of the same key issues, including confronting climate change, as well as a global rise in nationalism and populism. Biden and Francis are also both older men at the end of their long careers. They both face their share of skeptics. That's something Biden seemed to be addressing when he told the Pope about another famous American who had an unexpected final act. Baseball's Satchel Paige, a Negro League pitcher who wasn't allowed into the major leagues until he was in his 40s.
And usually pitchers lose their arm when they're 35.
In genere loro non potranno cominciare.
He pitched to win on his 47th birthday.
The meeting comes as a group of conservative American bishops pushes to bar Biden from communion because of his support for abortion rights. Francis has previously brushed off this effort. Asked later in the day if it came up, Biden said the Pope told him he was a good Catholic and that he should keep receiving communion. After sessions with Italy's president and prime minister, it was on to the day's final meeting. This summer, Biden enraged French President Emmanuel Macron by making a defense deal with Australia. The problem, it meant France lost a big submarine contract. Plus, France was blindsided by the news. Macron even yanked the country's ambassador to the U.S. The White House has worked to repair the rift. And in the evening, Macron was on the steps of France's embassy to the Vatican, smiling as he greeted Biden. Inside, Biden talked up the long relationship between the two allies and was contrite.
What happened was, to use an English phrase, what we did was clumsy. It was not done with a lot of grace.
He said he thought France had been told beforehand, which it hadn't. Macron seemed ready to move on. He said the two leaders had clarified what they needed to clarify.
And now what's important is precisely to be sure that such a situation will not be possible for our future.
Then it was back to the American ambassador's ornate residence where Biden is staying. One long day of diplomacy done, four more to go. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Rome.